Highland Medical Center in Monterey has received 3 awards from the American Heart Association and the American Medical Association, recognizing its work in helping patients control their blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. Letitia Amaralt is the CEO of Highland Medical Center.
I don't know that we ever even had these awards in mind as we worked with these patients. We're just striving to do the best we can to keep patients as healthy as possible.
The medical center received the Gold Award in the Target Type 2 Diabetes Program for care related to type 2 diabetes and the management of cardiovascular risk factors. Josie Buzzard is the Quality Improvement and Risk Management Coordinator at the Highland Medical Center.
We were already collecting this information and working on these things with our patients through programs like the Chronic Disease Management. This initiative came out toward the end of 2019, and the data was submitted in February of this year. This wasn't an initiative for us to do this work. We were already doing it. This was just a way to capture the data and show that it is being done and it does work.
HMC also received the Gold Award in the Check, Change, Control Cholesterol Program in recognition of their commitment to reducing the risk of heart disease and stroke through improved cholesterol management.
It's not mandated. It's a measurement tool so that we can check ourselves, so to speak, and have another professional entity look at our work and look at our numbers and let us know where we're missing parts or where we're doing really well.
HMC also received gold-level recognition in the Target Blood Pressure Program. High blood pressure is the leading risk factor for heart attacks, strokes, and preventable death in the U.S.
Pre-COVID, of course, we had a chronic disease management team that would meet with patients who needed a little bit of extra help to reach the goals, and they met with those patients through 2019 and help them work on diet, exercise, lifestyle changes, things like that. So we're not just focusing on medicine as treatment, but we're trying to look at the whole picture for the patient to improve their overall health and well-being. And we're constantly working on these issues and have been for years. It's just that this particular program asked for data starting in 2019. So we continue to work on these measures, and we will continue to work on them forever and ever because, you know, these are the top 3 diseases that we see in America right now.
The ongoing monitoring of blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes is something that should not be neglected.
Patients are still a little bit leery to come to the doctor, but we are trying our level best to, you know, keep all of these patients in the loop and make sure that they're getting their lab work and having their appointments. I would like to assure patients that we are doing everything in our power to make sure it is safe to come here. And we screen every person, including staff, that comes into the door every day. Sick patients are brought in through a separate entrance to the building so that we are trying to keep ill and well people separated as much as we can. So I feel like it is safe to come here, and chronic disease is still very important.
You can learn more about Highland Medical Center through their website, ourhmc.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Bonnie Ralston.